Shells pranging off his armor, the Primarch took up the vanguard position, whilst his chasing Pyreguard tried to keep pace. Numion had no desire to see Vulcan's back, and would prefer to be his Primarch's shield than his rearguard. Roaring them to greater effort, he urged his six brothers to charge faster. They had yet to be measured against this battle's fury, save for enduring its guns, and Numion would have it that they closed with their enemies before they were but smears on the black sand. Behind the Pyre Guard, the stoic advance of the pyroclasts struggled to keep up as they laid down sheets of burning promethium in front and to the flanks. The Terminator-armored fire drakes were also slipping back, unable to compete with the Primarch's speed, and Numion began to see there was a realistic danger of becoming estranged from the rest of the Legion. But rather than suggest caution, he called in support to fill the gap instead.
"Captain Nemator," he rasped into his vox feed, hoarse from shouting commands.
Above, the steady cascade of fire went on without cessation. 2 seconds of whispering static lapsed before Numion got an answer.
"Commander, Lord Vulcan makes for the ridgeline, intent on clearing these trenches in advance of our tardy brother legion's arrival. I would see him reinforced."
"Understood."
Adding their strength to the spearhead the Primarch was forging, the 15th Company reconnaissance took up fresh position. Their charge line would take them in alongside the Pyreguard, able to maintain pace where the bulkier Firedrakes and Pyroclasts could not. Numion opened up a different channel.
"Captain Kugoshi, burn us a path to that first trench line. I want it aflame before we break it open."
"Much closer, and you'll be the ones lit up and aflame,"
replied Kugoshi, but gave the order.
"Fire above!"
hollered Numion, prompting the Pyre Guard and Nemator's company to crouch, still running, as a wave of flame streaked overhead and spilled into the edges of the first trenchworks. The trembling revetments burned, their spikes reduced to molten slag along with the razor wire. Ahead of the charging legionaries, Vulcan finally drew his sword. It shone in the visceral light that had stained the clouds above, a tongue of flame whipping down its edge. As if sensing his legion was losing him, he slowed but a fraction as the fire-blackened lip of the outermost trench drew close. Hunkered within the partially sundered defences, the legionaries of the Death Guard brought guns to bear.
"Into the fires of battle!"
Vulcan cried as a second flame salvo spat from the advancing pyroclasts.
"Unto the anvil of war,"
the Primarch concluded, caught in the backwash of the flame storm, but barreling through it and into the trench. Vulcan's words still ringing in his ears and echoing from his own mouth, Numion saw a Death Guard section leader rise up to challenge the Lord of Drakes. A hefty power maul crackled lightning in the formidable warrior's left hand. Vulcan split him in two before the blow could fall and smashed through the still flailing corpse into his next opponent. 3 more Death Guard warriors met similar fates before the Pyre Guard charged into the trench alongside their lord. The 14th Legion were hardy fighters. The Salamanders had fought alongside them at Ibsen. But those days were gone, and now allies had turned into enemies. The flame storm and the ferocity of Vulcan's attack had scattered the defenders, but they were rallying quickly and now counterattacked from 3 separate channels. Although the trench network was wide, enough for 3 legionaries to stand abreast, the fighting was thick and fierce. A glaive swing took the head off 1 legionary. The dirty white Maximus pattern helmet spinning away into the churned up dust and smoke. More advanced through the gloom, and Numion angled his glaive to unleash a focused beam of Volkite energy, cutting through the traitors in a single blow. For a few seconds, his tunnel section was clear. Above him, the battle still sounded. Under his feet, the earth shook with every Titan salvo. But it had dulled and become almost a step removed, as a strange sense of muted submersion fell upon Numion. It gave the pyre captain opportunity to gauge the status of his brothers. Atanarius was advancing down the right-hand channel, reaping limbs and cleaving bodies with his double-handed power sword, as deadly as any of Dawn's Praetorians. Varun followed a few paces behind the swordsman, laying covering fire with his bolter. Igataron and Gan went down the left spoke, storm shields locked in an impenetrable wedge, thunder hammers swinging. Leodrak and Skatarvar stayed close to Numion, the three holding the breach.
"Such death," breathed Skatarvar, horrified at the slaughter.
"Not ours, brother," Leodrak reassured him.
Numion envied a bond such as theirs, one he had never known himself, but now was not the time for such thoughts.